This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy. And over the next few months, we are going to show that to the world.
My number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
Part of that is also facilitating a decent transition so that the American people are as well served as they can be with the incoming administration.
But I do feel a responsibility as President of the United States to make sure that I facilitate a good transition. And democracy depends on a peaceful transition of power, especially when you don't get the results you want. The outcomes of elections don't always turn out the way you would hope. And then you know, we're going through that in the United States, and I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect.
We've got to make sure that during this transition period, that there is a seamless passing of the baton.
In 10 days, the world will witness a hallmark of our democracy. The peaceful transfer of power from one freely elected president to the next. I committed to President-elect Trump that my administration would ensure the smoothest possible transition, just as President Bush did for me.
After doing everything humanly possible, to stop Donald Trump from becoming president in 2016, Barack Obama, who claims that he was doing this peaceful transition of power, loses, weaponized his DOJ, and we're figuring it out now. And the only reason why we didn't dig more into it, and this is where Trump failed, he didn't realize it. He got in, he didn't realize what had happened, and he didn't set himself up to stop the coup that occurred in 2020. But they were after him. And Barack Obama knew. Everybody in the food chain that we're talking about, John Brennan, Jim Clapper, the CIA and NSA heads, the head of the FBI, James Comey, the DNC, the media, social media, and every other possible agency tried to stop Donald Trump from becoming president and couldn't do it. You want to know why? Because of you. You were that powerful. And it took them 4 years to figure out how they could manipulate it. And let me tell you, they worked behind the scenes. They did everything they could, including orchestrating a virus to unleash on America. They worked with the Chinese to unleash a virus that would put fear into us. And they even tried to ruin Trump's economy with it, and he rebuilt it. He rebuilt this economy. We have the clip, I'll play it for you. This China virus was part of the scheme. They were willing to sacrifice hundreds of thousands of Americans for the greater good, as they will call it. Yeah. For the greater good. I'll put that back. Dang, I knocked that off my desk. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. These people are dangerous. Dangerous. I told you I'm going to talk to you about things that Trump did and said, and you tell me who was right and who was wrong. And here's what we'll talk about, how he rebuilt the economy. And he was in the debate with Demented Joe. Here's the clip.
The economy is, I think it's fair to say, recovering faster than expected from the shutdown.
Much faster.
In the second quarter, the unemployment rate fell to 8.4% last month. The Federal Reserve says the hit to growth, which is going to be there, is not going to be nearly as big as they had expected. President Trump, you say we are in a V-shaped recovery. Vice President Biden, you say it's more of a K-shape. What difference does that mean to the American people in terms of the economy? President Trump, in this segment, you go first.
So we built the greatest economy in history. We closed it down because of the China plague. When the plague came in, we closed it down, which was very hard psychologically to do. He didn't think we should close it down, and he was wrong. And again, 2 million people would be dead now instead of still 204,000 people is too much. One person is too much. Should have never happened from China. But what happened is, we closed it down, and now we're reopening, and we're doing record business. We had 10.4 million people in a four-month period that we've put back into the workforce. That's a record the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. And he wants to close down he will shut it down again. He will destroy this country. You know, a lot of people, between drugs and alcohol and depression, when you start shutting it down, you take a look at what's happening in some of your Democrat-run states where they have these tough shutdowns. And I'm telling you, it's because they don't want to open it. One of them came out last week. You saw that. Oh, we're going to open up on November 9th. Why November 9th? Because it's after the election. They think they're hurting us by keeping them closed. They're hurting people. People know what to do. They can social distance. They can wash their hands. They can wear masks. They can do whatever they want. But they got to open these states up. When you look at North Carolina, when you look, and these governors are under siege, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and a couple of others, you got to open these states up. It's not fair. You're talking about almost it's like being in prison. And you look at what's going on with divorce. Look at what's going on with alcoholism and drugs. It's a very, very sad thing. And he'll close down the whole country. This guy will close down the whole country and destroy our country. Our country is coming back incredibly well, setting records as it does it. We don't need somebody to come in and say, let's shut it down.
Who's right? Donald Trump says, you gave us the plague. I shut the country down for 4 months. Now we've reopened. We're rebuilding. And you know what this guy's going to do? He's going to shut it down completely. He predicted it. He says he will destroy this country. Just telling you, man. You don't have to go back very far. Look at what Trump said, what happened, and it all comes true. You don't have to like the guy. You can't ignore when people get things right, particularly when it happens over and over and over. And that's what's happening. Well, when I play these other clips, you're going to be just as astounded at how much this guy gets it right. You got to pay attention.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Would you admit that, it's all you have right now is a circumstantial case?
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So, again, I think...
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation. So,
there has been a report from CNN that Wednesday night that the FBI was looking into collusion with the Russians in the Trump campaign in terms of spreading information about Hillary Clinton's campaign. Do you have any information to back that up?
I'm not sure that I can comment on that. I can say that I think that the investigation that the director talked about at our Monday hearing is justified. I think there is a sufficient basis for that investigation, not only to have been initiated, but for it to continue at this point. And I don't have a concern with other members characterizing the evidence as they have, and many of them have said they think there's no evidence of collusion. My disagreement with those members is I don't think that's accurate, and I feel an obligation to say so. So they can call it a fishing expedition. They can call it a witch hunt. It's all an aligned message with the White House. But nonetheless, real evidence is coming forward that just can't be ignored. So we do know a lot more. I think the claims that there was no evidence of collusion have long since fallen away. The question now is, what is the quantum of proof here? Well, that Christopher Steele may have found out, even before our own intelligence agencies, that the Russians were in fact aiming to help Donald Trump in the election. That has now been borne out by ample evidence. I think you see the most palpable evidence of a collusion in terms of violating the Logan Act.
Look, I don't think you can seriously argue that the Russians weren't trying to help Trump and hurt Clinton, as well as sow discord in the United States. The evidence is quite overwhelming on this. It was the early conclusion of the intelligence community, but that's only been furthered by all of the evidence we've seen in our investigation. And
put out a statement and a report basically saying that they found no evidence of collusion between the Trump team and the Russian government. Have Democrats found any evidence of collusion?
Yes, we have.
Can you agree that there has been no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy that has been presented thus far between the Trump campaign and Russia?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. That it is very possible that the best evidence is yet to come. But look, you can see evidence in plain sight on the issue of collusion. George, there's ample evidence of collusion of the campaign and its...
The Senate Intel Chairman also said, at this point, no evidence of collusion at this point. Have you seen, do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there is direct evidence. Well, there's abundant evidence of collusion, but as I've said along, there's plenty of evidence of collusion, and you've said on this show and others that there is direct evidence of collusion. Were you wrong about that now that you've seen the summary of the Tesla Council's report?
No, because we were saying no collusion.
Well, what's your evidence?
Just wrong.
You've been saying that on TV for years.
Well, I will tell you, and I've also been saying, as you know, that the evidence is in plain sight.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped.
That clip is from 2017 is when it begins, and it goes years. And if you see it, you can see him telling you the date that Schiff said one thing after another. That was Adam Schiff, the biggest liar on the planet. As I mentioned, you should never let a Democrat have a position of power. That guy is a liar, and he's a proven liar. He never produced one single bit of evidence that he described, and now we know with not 99% certainty, 100% certainty, that everything he said was a bald-faced lie. And he came out day after day, every single day, talking about Russian collusion, Trump did this, Trump did, and it was nothing but lies, a pack of lies. And these are the guys, and I told you, they're the guy, they're your neighbor, who your plant grows a little bit too far over their line, and they want to destroy you. They want to burn your house down with your children and pets in it. That's what Adam Schiff is. You've seen movies about him. They have a show out, I think it's called Bad Neighbors or whatever, and it's like America's greatest or worst criminals. What, it's one of those type of shows. They just show neighbor after bad neighbor after bad neighbor. And let me tell you, sometimes these neighbors end up killing each other. Schiff's that guy. Schiff and the Democrats are the bad neighbor who are never going to let you live anything down. You will never rest as long as they live in that neighborhood. And this is why I tell you, if you think you're going to make a bargain with them, or you're going to, that's like telling a serial killer, Hannibal Lecter, stop doing what you're doing. They're crazy. They will not stop. They're like a Terminator. I'm glad you guys are here. And I hope you hear from some sanity, because I'm going to give you sanity. I'm not sugarcoating anything today. Here's this a news story. You remember Schiff, right? I mean, I'm not Schiff. Strzok says September 2016, the CIA referral memo that was addressed to the then Deputy Assistant Director Peter Strzok and his boss, fired former director, FBI Director James Comey, never saw the light of day. A withholding of a key piece of information that could have altered history and averted the current downward spiral of the nation into the abyss of authoritarian despotism driven by a corrupt how do you even say this word? Kakistocracy and an unrestrained deep state. Here's how it reads. The CIA sent a memo to Peter Strzok saying it had intel that Clinton was trying to frame Trump for Russian ties. Strzok concealed it from the team tasked with investigating Russia. When one agent found out, he felt so betrayed, he stormed out. This is what a person named Rozoziak wrote in a Twitter thread. He had reported on this former FBI agent, the dirty crook, Peter Strzok's other actions before. This, what this is, folks, is a validation of everything we've known. These were partisan hacks who weren't concerned at all about the truth, and they propagated a lie. We're going to let them get away with it? They intentionally tried to rig the election against Donald Trump for Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama claims it was a peaceful transition of power, but he was aware of it. I had no scandals during my administration. Yeah, that's if you're an idiot and you keep blinders on, you can believe that. But Mr. I had no scandals was knee-deep in everything that we're talking about here. He knew it cold. By the way, we're about to propose a piece for you guys to consider. Because people keep telling me, Kevin, Joe Biden's is the third time, you know, the third, what do they call it, administration of Obama. And I say, no, it's not. It's the third administration of Joe Biden. I don't think Barack Obama was in charge ever. I think it's kind of an interesting thing to think about. Think about it opposite. Don't think about it the way you've been taught to think about it. Who was really running that thing? We said, oh, Joe Biden wasn't around. Think about gay marriage and how many times Biden changed Obama's mind.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's been a contentious House hearing as Republicans and Democrats have listened to some FBI officials talk about retaliation over blowing the whistle on what they say was the Bureau targeting conservatives. The FBI says some of those agents were suspended for many reasons, including possible disloyalty to the Constitution. Looks like California Senator Dianne Feinstein's been sicker than we thought. In addition to shingles, she also came down with a case of encephalitis, which can lead to memory loss. Feinstein is back at work and has cast votes on judicial nominations this week. All 9 Supreme Court justices agree social media companies cannot be held liable for terrorist attacks because some people use those platforms to spread terrorist ideology. Pro golf's second major of the season, the PGA Championship's underway. Justin Thomas is the defending champ. The tournament this year is at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You keep calling this the Chinese virus. There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. It's not racist at all, no. Not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe they stopped now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China.
That was the media trying to make Trump into a xenophobe against Chinese because he dare mention that a disease or a bio, whatever you want to call it, originated from China. And he called it that. What media? We don't have a media. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to go through some stuff pretty quickly because we have a lot here to talk about. But essentially, where are we? We have bona fide evidence. We have truth. Now, we had proof before, but now it's in a report, a 306-page report, like the number of pages matters. Oh, it's 300. It's 2,337 pages. That's more validity. Do you need any more validity? What did you need? What did you learn in this report that you didn't already know? That Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Jim Comey, they all hated Trump. They did everything they could to keep him from getting elected. And then they became part of the coup. They got rid of him. Really? We're shocked, huh? It's 316 pages. Thank you. My producer just corrected me. Oh, that makes it even worse. 306 pages. You don't know nothing until you get to 316 pages. And what's funny, the media, many of the media are saying, that's no big deal. We already knew. So what? The Clinton Foundation was raking in hundreds of millions of dollars. And they were effectively laundering funds for bad guys. FBI didn't look into that.
What are you talking about?
Hunter Biden under investigation for 5 years. What does Christopher Wray say? Well, we can't release the document because, well, there's extenuating circumstances. But if you can bet, if Hunter Biden was a Trump, you know all about it. The FBI would have launched 15 investigations into the Trump family and everybody around them. James Comey. Well, there's not going to be any charges against Hillary Clinton because we don't know what her intent was. Yeah, we do know that she did everything that she's been accused of, but we don't know the intent of when she was bashing in her cell phones and putting bleach bit on her hard drives and deleting 33,000 emails. We're not sure what that means, but we can tell you what Trump was going to do no matter what he says and where he acts. Ooh, we know exactly what he's going to do. We better raid him before he actually gets his declassified documents, well, what, out of a vault? Unbelievable. CIA Chief Brennan briefed Barack Obama and other top officials on the allegedly approved by Hillary Clinton on July 26th proposal that we now know is not allegedly approved. It was. He was working with the Clinton campaign in 2016. If you don't forget, he campaigned with her. It took a long time. But once they finally gave Obama the green light, he said, okay, whatever, I'll go ahead and campaign with her. He went kicking and screaming the same way he went with Joe Biden. I contend to you that Barack Obama was never president. His vice president, the moron in chief that we now have, was president all the time. And I know there are people out there, Kevin, man, Joe Biden's too stupid. Let me tell you what, Joe Biden is 10 times more astute than Barack Obama in setting strategy. I know you're probably doubting me. Don't doubt me. I'm a strategist. Barack Obama couldn't set a strategy if you wrote it out for him, rubber stamped it, and then ran it through him. I mean, he couldn't do it. He's not that bright. Joe Biden will follow a strategy. He'll play Mr. Dumb, and he's programmed like a true Democrat. He's a liar. Let me ask you this. Do you know a better liar? I'm not talking about can get away with it and, you know, you lies in a way that you have to figure it out. I'm talking about, do you know anybody that's gotten away with more lies and still get their career than Joe Biden? If you can name somebody that's done better than he has, please, I'll buy you steak dinner. I don't know of a better liar. I'm not talking about in terms of you don't believe it and you don't know that it's a lie. I'm telling you, getting away with the lie, having people just dismiss it. The Clinton campaign bankrolled the Steele dossier. These people accepted it. I could go on and tell you every single thing about this thing, everything that went on, and nothing new is going to change. I'll give you another example. The Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times and Washington Post. Where did they get their Pulitzer Prizes from? From misinformation. This guy wrote this. As FBI analysts began to recognize that the Steele dossier was a hoax, FBI bosses ordered no more memorandums were to be written. The FBI subsequently used the unverified Steele dossier to snare a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court warrant to spy on the Trump campaign, paving the way for the special counsel Robert Mueller and his 2 years of antics. The FBI's profound bias in the 2016 presidential election has been undeniable for at least 5 years. A June 2018 Inspector General report exposed top FBI agents' venomously anti-Trump messages and machinations. Yep. But, guess what? New York Times and the Post, who went for the dribble, who bought the line, they get Pulitzer Prizes. Unbelievable when you think about it. So let's go back. Trump has a couple of other things that were pretty important that he talked about. So let's talk about the remedies for the Wu flu and what Trump said at the time.
You're not a doctor, and how's that supposed to work?
Well, I've worked with doctors, and if you look at the one survey, the only bad survey, they were giving it to people that were in very bad shape. They were very old, almost dead. It was a Trump enemy statement. Now, if you look at some of the reports that came out from Italy, that came out from France, that came out from other, a lot of our frontline workers take it because it possibly, and I think it does, but, you know, people are going to have to make up their own mind, plus, it doesn't hurt people. It's been out on the market for 60 or 65 years for malaria, lupus, and other things. I think it gives you an additional level of safety, but you can ask many doctors are in favor of it. Many frontline workers won't go there unless they have the hydroxy. And so, again, this is an individual decision to make, but it's had a great reputation, and if it was somebody else other than me, people would say, gee, isn't that smart?
Welcome back, folks. Trump said something profound there. He says, it's up to you. It's an individual decision. And then the other thing he said was, if it weren't me, they'd be telling you how great it was, how smart it was, what a great idea.
So they knew what they were doing. It seems like the FBI and the CIA were putting cinder blocks on the scales of a presidential election, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They conspired with the Biden campaign to deceive the American voter. And that, as Mike Pompeo said about the involvement of now, we find out at least one CIA employee in soliciting signatures to sign that dishonest letter alleging that the laptop information was Russian disinformation. Mike Pompeo said that is dangerous for democracy. You see now we've got the CIA engaged in a political operation to rig the election. We also knew that the FBI was doing that because they pre-bunked our story. They knew it was coming because they were spying on Rudy Giuliani, so they went to Big Tech, and in these weekly meetings, they pre-bunked our story. They said, expect a story about Hunter Biden to come in October. It's hacked information from the Russians. And, you know, I don't have any faith in John Brennan or James Clapper, who is also going to go and speak in these closed-door sessions with House Republicans, because they are trained liars. And we know that both John Brennan, the former CIA director, and James Clapper have already lied before Congress, and there was never any sanctions for them. Mike Pompeo is right. This is really dangerous to have this kind of political activity going on inside the CIA and the FBI.
Just giving you more ammunition for what you already know, folks. Welcome back. That was Miranda Devine of the New York Post talking, and she says that these people, and heed my words, are trained liars. That's what they're told to do. They know how to deliver disinformation and cover their butts. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What we are expecting tonight from the January 6th investigation is something that's been described as a season finale.
You ready for the mashup? You ready to see how the media on the left coordinates everything? You want to watch another lie be exposed like we do each and every day on this very program when we talk about leftist skanks? Progressives, whatever they want to call themselves. I like to just use the word that they are, skanks. Here's the rest of that clip of Rachel Maddow talking about, oh, here's what's going to be the new talking points you need to understand about J6.
Not show finale, but a season finale. There may be more seasons. There may be bonus episodes.
The way that I've been talking about this hearing is that it's more the season finale than the series finale for the committee.
The season finale, as it were, of their blockbuster hearing.
In primetime, a season finale of sorts.
Thursday's primetime finale, so to speak.
Does this feel to you like the series finale or the season finale for the January 6th committee?
That's such a good way to put it.
We thought this was the season finale. Everybody's like, come back for more. There is hunger. There is new information. These are incendiary revelations. Even the things we thought we knew, we're learning it's a multidimensional scandal, right?
Shape the narrative, you know, at the end of season one, as you're effectively doing, in a way that lets us know there may still be more to come and move towards that in the season two if necessary.
It almost felt as if it was like the series finale. At one point, Liz Cheney said, stay tuned for September, which is like season two.
There will be a season two, so to speak.
Last night was just the season finale. We learned another season's coming.
TV ratings stayed strong throughout the series. It's weird to say it's a series, but it was a summer series of television, and it turned out to be one of the highest rated shows of the summer.
Consider tonight the finale of season one. We will be back in September with more hearings. We've seen all eight episodes through Thursday's season finale of the hearings. Wasn't it cliffhanger for you in any way?
I don't know if we'll get stuff on the Secret Service. I don't know if we'll get stuff on the military and the National Guard. I don't know if we'll get stuff on...
That could be season two. That could be season two.
We wanted security. We wanted safety. There was no insurrection, and there wasn't going to be an insurrection. It was made up by these sick people. Nancy Pelosi and the D.C. mayor refused. If they'd listened to me, my recommendation, none of this would have happened, and you wouldn't have heard about January 6th as we know it. They covered up multiple tweets, and they covered up a video which were censored by Twitter and the FBI, in which I called for law and order and for no violence. And then they pushed an absurd and discredited story where I supposedly lunged for the steering wheel in an attempt to commandeer a presidential limousine. Think of it. I lunged for a steering wheel. And they believe that story. Nobody believes that story. The committee barely even discussed the catastrophic security failures at the Capitol. And they didn't discuss the other thing, the reason that everybody went there, the election, which was a corrupt disaster. They did not discuss why the doors were flung wide open for people to walk right in, and they didn't discuss the role of federal informants. Most importantly, the Unselect Committee did not produce a single shred of evidence that I in any way intended or wanted violence at our Capitol. The evidence does not exist because the claim is baseless and a monstrous lie. They know it. It's just like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. This is absolutely no different. It's misinformation, the only thing they're good at. Cheating in elections, misinformation. The events of January 6th were not an insurrection. They were a protest that tragically got out of control, and which the left has been weaponizing ever since to censor, spy on, and persecute American citizens. The entire phony hoax is about taking away your speech, taking away your vote, and taking away your freedom. These are sick people. These are Marxists, and they're very dangerous and very bad people.
The images you'll see were recorded 26 months ago today on January 6, 2021. Until now, politicians have kept this tape hidden from the public. There's no legitimate justification for that, and there never has been. On January 6, 2 years ago, thousands of protesters walked from a Trump rally on the Ellipse outside the White House to the U.S. Capitol, where the certification of the presidential election was underway. The protesters were angry. They believed that the election they had just voted in had been unfairly conducted. And they were right. In retrospect, it is clear the 2020 election was a grave betrayal of American democracy. Given the facts that have since emerged about that election, no honest person can deny it. Yet the beneficiaries of that election continue to lie about what is now obvious. The real crime, they will tell you again and again, is not what happened on Election Day 2020. The real crime is what happened 2 months later on January 6th when Donald Trump led an insurrection against the duly elected American government.
Welcome, folks. I just wanted to give you a little bit of context. I'm going to play some clips. I just want you to understand how deep this goes and why you're in this battle, why you do what you do, why you listen to this show, why you get involved, why you contact me and ask me questions. Why are you inquisitive about where things are going to go? Why are you looking to strategize? Why are you in the game in your local elections? Why do you care? Is it because you're selfish? Or is it because you're doing it for somebody else? I will bet you money that you are doing what you're doing, not for yourselves, but for somebody else. Your kids, your grandkids, maybe even your great-grandkids. If you're black and you're about 40, it could be your great-great-great-grandkids. Okay? Great. So the point is, you're not selfish. You're not doing this for yourself. You're doing it because you care about somebody else. You know what else you're doing it for? Nostalgia. You don't like what you're seeing. Thanks for being here. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to play a couple more clips for you. What do you need me to tell you? Trump's been right. Trump's been right about everything that he's talked about. And the reason, look, he's no guru. You don't need to have written The Art of the Deal to know when you've been cheated and to know that they continue to target you. There's nothing here that anybody with a brain can't figure out. And what is most amazing to me is how the left don't hide it. They put it right in front of your face. Just played a clip from Tucker Carlson. Wouldn't let the video out of J6, but they have people under arrest, have essentially completely taken away their rights, and then they withhold evidence right from their attorneys. Unbelievable. If you don't think elections are important, and you better get off your butt and go support the Republicans, as weak-kneed sissies as those people are, why are you getting all this information today? Because you got them the House. I want you to think about for just a second what you wouldn't know if the Republicans hadn't won the House. These people are scurrilous, big-time cheaters. I want to play a clip of Trump because he's warning you. And I play these clips because I'm telling you, I can tell you the same thing, but maybe you just need to hear it from a rich white guy. But Donald Trump's telling you what I say and what you better heed. And here's what he said at a rally.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again. We went through the greatest witch hunt in political history. The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media, and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton, and the DNC. It was all an illegal attempt to overturn the results of the election, spy on our campaign, which is what they did, and subvert our democracy. Remember, the insurance policy, just in case Hillary Clinton lost. Remember the insurance policy. The Democrats don't care about Russia. They only care about their own political power. They went after my family, my business, my finances, my employees, almost everyone that I've ever known or worked with. But they are really going after you. That's what it's all about. They tried to erase your vote, erase your legacy of the greatest campaign and the greatest election probably in the history of our country. And they wanted to deny you the future that you demanded and the future that America deserves and that now America is getting. Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
There you have it, folks. Trump giving you the biggest warning he's ever given, if you're paying attention. See you soon.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.